Well, Macca's. We'll start with Macca's. Nothing worse than going to McDonald's in the drive-thru, especially when you're a kid, and all you want is sweet and sour sauce.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You get home, you got your meal, you got everything sweet and sour sauce for your chips. You get home, and what have they forgot?
The
sweet and sour sauce.
The sweet and sour bloody sauce.
Does that get up your nose?
It gets up everybody's nose.
Yeah, I agree.
It's just all about the mishaps they have at McDonald's at all time. And when you ask for lemonade, you get Coca-Cola. You don't want Coca-Cola. You want lemonade.
That's the worst.
Although, Doc, I reckon you'd whip up a pretty good sweet and sour sauce, would you?
I have done, yes. matter of fact, I've got rock cakes in the oven at the moment.
Oh, yum. With choc chips or sultanas, though?
No, sultanas.
Oh, man.
What time should we come around?
Whatever time you want.
Then people are chucking sickies. What's the biggest excuses they're making?
They've had dead parents three times.
That's a fair enough reason.
Parents passed away three times.
Are they making this up, though?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's all different things. Yeah, I had a terrible one back in my school days. I faked having appendicitis.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found myself in hospital the next day getting them out.
Oh.
Karma, Dorothy.
It was karma, was it? But, you know, they've come up with excuses of gone to the doctors because their big toes, you know, got a lump on it, or, you know, anything and everything. There's just so many you can't mention more. I guess you guys have somewhere on the line have had some sweet excuses for not going to school or to work.
Yeah, look, I have chucked a few sickies in my past, but I won't confess because someone's probably listening and I'll get myself into trouble.
Well, that's right. Yeah, that's
but it's mainly from a hangover. So, I mean, it's self-inflicted. So if karma gets me, I mean, I deserve it.
I'm actually a very good boy, Dorothy. I've never chucked a sickie for anything.
Yeah, right.
Excuse me.
I have, but I'm pleading the fifth.
And then the Kardashians are back at it again. Who's making who cry?
Oh, Kris is making Kim cry because she wants to change the venue on the Christmas do, you know, the $1.3 million do.
Yep. Every year, it's the annual thing.
Yeah, but they want to change it this year because apparently it's turning into just being a mummy's party. It's not a family party anymore. And the kids want to take it back to, you know, their friends and their kids' friends and not friends, family, you know, siblings and all that sort of stuff. And mum's a bit upset because the kids are taking over.
Aren't they dramatic? What would you do if I said, look, Nan, we're not having Christmas at your house this year? Would you burst into tears?
I have, Tarkley, when you've told me you can't have Christmas. Everyone's got to have a division. And even though the Kardashians are you know, multi-millionaires, they have a tradition of a Christmas Eve party, and the kids want to take over it. Kim actually is quite happy with it in the end. She said, it's just, I'm outnumbered, and it's good to see that the kids are taking over, and hopefully when they get to her age, that their kids will take over from their parents.
God, it'd be nice to have that much money that you could cry about things like that.
No, it must be so hard being rich. I think I'd hate it.
I don't think I'd like to be real rich either.
You know, Man, I know you like to. I know you like to go shopping. I know you like your slippers, and I know you like your shardy. Yeah. You'd like to spend some money on that, wouldn't you?
None of that stuff comes cheap, Dot.
Does it? Absolutely not. Especially if my drinking habits like yours, Dorothy, you spend a lot of money on shardy.
Oh, technically, I do not.
I'm just joking. Anyway, speaking of, go and have a drink. Go and wind down. It's almost Friday. We'll chat to you tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, no, it's ironing day today. I'm going to put the ironing board out now. You know, so excitement. Plus,
no, don't do that. Go put your feet up. Put on something comfy. Send me a photo.
I've still got my jammies on.
Greg's got to stop flirting. Anyway, we'll let you go, Nan. Have a good afternoon. I love you.
I love you too.
See you,
guys.